This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KDNIDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, March 6th, 2026. An historic blizzard paralyzed much of the Northeast in late February, and amateur radio operators were on the air to help forecasters keep track of the storm's impact. Southeastern New England was one of the hardest hit areas. ARRL Eastern Massachusetts Section Emergency Coordinator and Boston Area Skywarn Coordinator Rob Macedo, KD1CY, reported that airy Skywarn nets across New England were activated to support the National Weather Service Boston Norton office, as well as state and local emergency management and broadcast media with timely updates on the storm. We had airy Skywarn nets activating on an every 1 to 2 hour basis, providing snowfall, wind gusts, wind damage, and coastal flood reports, said Macedo, adding that reports were received from Skywarn spotters of snowfall as high as 43 inches in Tiverton, Rhode Island, and 41 inches in Fall River, Massachusetts. Providence, Rhode Island received 37.8 inches, breaking the state snowfall record, and more details on the amateur radio response in southern New England are available on ARRL News. Combined airy Skywarn nets were also activated in the ARRL Connecticut and northern New Jersey sections, with stations asked to report on snow depth and wind speed. In addition, the Department of Homeland Security shares high-frequency HF radio program, which includes amateur radio as part of its network, issued a blizzard watch requesting voluntary activation of all participating stations in New York and New Jersey as a real-time test of its Civil Operations Support, CSO, HF interoperability network. Stations were asked to submit a county status message from their respective counties using WinLink and VARA HF chat. Operation Coordinator Richard Martino Jr., KB2SNF, reported that 23 amateurs and 8 shared stations in 20 counties submitted reports. In an after-action memo, Martino noted that the amateur radio service is the backbone of real-time information in the case of a real-world CSO event, adding that amateur radio is an invaluable CSO resource on a national level, and that cannot be understated or overlooked. The Indiana General Assembly has passed, and Governor Mike Braun has signed a bill that adds protection for amateur radio operators who live in homeowner-associated HOA-regulated housing developments. Official language of House Bill 1152 can be found at IGA House Bill 1152, Homeowners Association Matters. There's also a link at ARRL.org. Credit for adding the new language goes to Hunter Reed, KD9YLQ, Campbell Reed, KD9GEK, and State Senator Scott Alexander for their efforts in writing and introducing the bill, and to the Muncie Area Amateur Radio Club, an ARRL-affiliated club. That bill, by the way, takes effect on July 1st, 2026. Club Log, a popular database used by DXers, is now getting 2 new volunteers to help with the growing website. Tony Ryder, G6GLP, and Colin Wilson, G3VCQ, have joined the project to help support its expanding worldwide user base. Club Log is an online service for amateur radio operators providing log analysis, DXCC tracking, de-expedition support tools, and online QSL requests. Currently, more than 132,000 call signs are registered in the system, contributing to an extraordinary 1.3 billion QSOs for analysis. Every day, thousands of new logs are uploaded, reflecting constant activity from operators across every continent. Ryder and Wilson are joining a dedicated volunteer group that includes Alan Judd, 5B4AHJ, who maintains the club's highly detailed DXCC database, Marcus Nicologo, 5B4WN, author of the Expedition Tools and OQRS system used by DXpeditions worldwide, and help desk volunteer Dick Hathaway, W4PID. Club Log has always been built by volunteers, and its success comes directly from people who care about helping the amateur radio community, said founder Michael Wells, G7VJR. With such a large global audience of users, support is more important than ever. It's fantastic to welcome Tony and Colin to the team, as I know they are friendly and helpful people with great style and will be appreciated by our users. I'm immediately and immensely gratified for their willingness to contribute their time and expertise. The FCC Amateur Radio Technician Class License is now an approved industry credential in the state of Tennessee. The certification has been placed as a Tier 1 recognized credential and will be included on the 2026-2027 statewide industry credential list. Stephanie Kelly from the Tennessee Department of Education said that this certification will benefit students throughout the state. Students across the state will have access to high-value industry recognized credentials that support strong post-secondary and workforce pathways. The statewide industry credential program promotes credentials for grades K through 12 students through a structured process that allows for the submission of credentials for review by various agencies. The program is designed to enhance post-secondary articulation and provide students with certification, credentials, and degrees in high-skilled, high-wage industries. The initial application was submitted by River Side High School teacher Justin McLean, KQ4ANJ. We sincerely look forward to the next steps in getting students licensed on the air and learning with about and all the benefits of applications in amateur radio, said McLean. Start planning now for your ham radio open house in April. It's the year of the club, and the second annual ARRL Ham Radio Open House in April offers a chance to show off your club's high-tech gear and skills to your community. ARRL is encouraging radio clubs and schools to promote amateur radio science and technology by opening their stations to the public with an open house during the month of April. In addition, groups are encouraged to set up in public places as well or conduct outdoor activities such as a Parks on the Air, POTA activation, or satellite contact. The open house event is built around World Amateur Radio Day on Saturday, April 18th, but your open house may be scheduled at any point in the month. On Saturday, March 7th, 2026, women interested in amateur radio and portable operating are invited to spend the day at the YL Young Lady Parks on the Air POTA Party. That event will be at the Lowen's Lodge, Pineway Ponds Park, along the Erie Canal in Spencerport, New York. Special event station N3ARB will be in operation from 1300 Zulu to 2359 Zulu, using 14.320 and 7.230 megahertz for connections. POTA is an amateur radio activity that encourages operators to set up portable stations in parks and make contact from the field. The YL POTA Party is an opportunity for women of all ages to experience portable operation, learn by doing, and enjoy time on the air together. You do not need to be a licensed amateur radio operator to participate. Similar YL POTA parties are held each year around International Women's Day, which, by the way, falls on March 8th this year, with gatherings planned worldwide to celebrate women's contributions to radio and their involvement in the hobby. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. As part of the AMSAT Youth Initiative, March 3rd was the first of AMSAT's Student on the Air, or STOTA, days. A vision of AMSAT President Drew, KO4MA, and his son Karsten, KQ4SJM. Student activity on the satellites is encouraged on the first and third Tuesdays of each month. The rules are simple. There are no rules. Get on the air on the first and third Tuesdays of the month as satellite passes and schedules allow. Student-to-student contacts are especially encouraged. However, all users are welcome to join in the fun on any and all amateur satellites. A new AMSAT Discord channel, /students-on-the-air, has been created to help students find one another or for anyone participating. This is not the only Discord channel AMSAT has. Here are a few others: SCED, Rover-Ops, SAT-Questions, AMSAT-Chat, and more. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. Just ahead in radio sport this week, March 7th and 8th, the ARRL International DX Contest, that's single sideband phone. March 7th through the 15th, it's the Novice Rig Roundup, that's CW. March 7th, Wake Up, QRP Sprint, that's CW. On March 7th, it's the Russian YLOM contest, CW and phone. March 8th, the FIRACHF contest, that's CW. And March 8th through the 11th, that's the Classic Exchange, that is CW. And also on March 8th, it's the Four States QRP Group Second Sunday Sprint, that's CW and phone. Remember to visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information. Upcoming Section State and Division Conventions, March 6th and 7th, the Birmingham Fest hosting the ARRL Alabama Section Convention, that's in Trussville, Alabama. March 15th, the Winterfest 2026, the National Capital Area Ham Radio Fair, ARRL Virginia State Convention in Vienna, Virginia. March 21st, St. Patrick's Day Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL West Texas Section Convention, that's in Midland, Texas. And on March 28th, the Central Dakota Amateur Radio Club Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL North Dakota State Convention, that's in Bismarck, North Dakota. And remember to search the ARRL Ham Fest and Convention database to find events in your area. And finally this week, thanks to the Western Amateur Linking Association in Los Angeles, California, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.